a special United Nations rapporteur on minority issues, Fernand de Varennes, released preliminary findings and recommendations after a two-week tour of the U.S. that included California, Texas, Guam, and Puerto Rico. He says the U.S. has fallen far short in honoring human rights of minorities and is calling for a new deal for human rights.
By new deal, what I was referring to is for comprehensive national human rights legislation to prevent the increasing exclusion, discrimination, and also attack hate speech and hate crimes against minorities or experienced by minorities. Minorities tend to be targeted, to be excluded, and even excluded in terms of access to public services and even into the right to vote. And that there is the need for a legal landscape for the protection of human rights that is more far more comprehensive than it is today.
De Varennes says the U.S. has a tapestry of human rights laws and policies that are inadequate to protect equal rights of minorities. He cited the exclusion of Puerto Ricans to vote in presidential elections and Texas's recent law that limits voting rights. He notes that the U.S. has never signed the UN Declaration of Human Rights and says this is reflected in the larger society today.
And the phenomenal growth of hate speech in social media, growing inequalities between the have and have-nots, that these phenomena have led often, very often even, to minorities and indigenous peoples being disadvantaged and even excluded. It has led to situations where there are toxic conditions and even an unhealthy pandemic of the mind, a poisoning of individual minds and society in many parts of the world that actually allows hate, racism, xenophobia, and so and similar phenomena, scapegoating, for example, to actually propagate.
De Varennes says the full report will be complete in March 2022. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.